5. Literature. Listen to a discussion in a literature class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
So, last night I had you read some poems by Emily Dickinson. I imagine that by now you've gotten a good sense of her style and how different it is from other writers of that period. Today, I want to talk about those differences and how Dickinson sort of blazed the trail for other writers after her. Can anybody start us off with how, stylistically, Dickinson was different from her contemporaries?
I guess I would say that her style is characterized by the use of dashes everywhere and, like weird capitalization in places you don't really expect it. After reading some other female poets of the period, I found it to be quite a departure from the standard punctuation practices of the time.
You're right. One big difference is that Dickinson didn't follow the accepted rules of punctuation. Dickinson used dashes in her poems to connect ideas that weren't always complete thoughts. Oh, and speaking of complete thoughts, I guess I should mention grammar, too. See, she, Dickinson, didn't always use complete sentences either. She used a lot of sentence fragments, and sometimes even used sentences that only consisted of one word. Other poets focused on language that was very clearly grammatical and flowed much better than Dickinson's. Another thing you'll notice that's pretty different are the themes that Dickinson covered. If you remember reading the other poets of the period a couple of weeks ago, they were nothing like Dickinson. All the other poets from that period seemed to talk about religion all the time. But Dickinson would talk about the importance of the individual. Most of her poems were very personal, very emotional. She definitely focused on the importance of the self. And it is refreshing to see topics outside of the standard, someone writing about different subjects than other writers of that period.
1. What are the speakers mainly discussing? 2. Why does the professor mention Dickinson's grammar?